Welcome to Copyright Clear and Center's podcast series. I'm Christopher Keneally for Beyond the Book. It is Friday, May 22nd, 2020. Every week we check in with Publishers Weekly for the latest news on books and reading. Today, Andrew Albanese, PW senior writer, joins me from his home office in New York City. Welcome again to the program, Andrew.
Hey there, Chris.
Welcome, and how are you there in New York City?
Still hanging on, still healthy. It's day 67, I think, since we started our stay at home. But, you know, it feels like this period is ending, right? The states are starting to reopen for better or worse, including in parts of New York State here, though not yet here in New York City. And, you know, I'll just say on that score, like, here's to hoping that wisdom prevails and that we do our best to keep people safe, that we wear our masks, you know, we continue to stay home as much as we can, that we stay together. You know, we see the data as it continues to come in here in New York, and we really have done a great job bending the curve. Actually, we're actually at a point now where we're lower than we were when the stay-at-home order started. So that's really good news. But we're also starting to see some real weariness, you know, as the weather improves, people want to get out and people want to go back to restaurants and bars. And I'm just, you know, let's not screw it up now. That's the only thing I can think. You know, we've done so well. Next week, we're probably going to surpass 100,000 lives lost here in the U.S., which is just so awful. And I understand the desire to get back to life. Believe me, I really feel it here where I'm homeschooling and trying to work from home, and it's tough. But let's keep following the data and saving lives. My final admonition on the subject. And of course, how are you, Chris?
Well, I am doing well. Thank you for asking. And we continue on Beyond the Book to follow the COVID-19 pandemic. And on Thursday, we continued a special series of letters from Europe covering developments in publishing on the continent. And from Vienna, Austria, our latest correspondent, Rüdiger Wieschenbart, welcomes spring and the early days of a return to normalcy with the reopening of cafes, restaurants, and bookstores. And you can find that on LinkedIn and on our Facebook page. In our conversation last week, Andrew, you reported how sales numbers for the industry were surprisingly strong, pandemic or not, but you warned that the other shoe was likely to drop soon as numbers start coming in for the weeks of closure. Well, a few reports this week in PW find a shoe that hasn't quite dropped yet.
Yeah, you know, so far the week-to-week sales from MPD BookScan have been decent thus far. You know, they can be pretty confusing, of course, when we're talking about week-to-week sales and year-over-year sales. But, you know, after weeks of reports from MPD, print book sales have been surprisingly strong. But this week, we started to see some declines creep in. In the monthly numbers from the Association of American Publishers, the figures for March showed that there was an 8.4% decline in March sales compared to March of 2019. So overall, down about 8.4% for the month, not a good number. But here's the good news. Adult books and children's books actually had gains over this same period, March of this year compared to March of last year. Adult books are up 3.5%, and kids' books are up about 1%. And, you know, all of the other sales categories had declines. You know, so what led the declines? Well, no surprise, K through 12 instructional materials, right? That segment had a huge decline. Sales fell just about 51% as many schools closed during the month, and most of them, if not all schools, closed for the year. Sales in professional books and university presses also, as you would expect, showed some declines. And this is to be expected, right? When schools close, book sales probably go down. Kids aren't losing their books. They don't have to buy new ones. But you know, going back to the adult trade segment, hardcover sales were better than solid. They were actually, for the month of March, up 6.8%. And, you know, I'm not really surprised, you know, given the pandemic and everything that's going on, judging from the behavior in my own household in mid-March, when it became clear to us what was about to happen, we started stocking up. You know, my wife ran out to the bookstore. She bought a bunch of books that were on her to-read list to get ready for what was to come. Also in March, downloadable audio sales rose again. They were up 12.9% over March of 2019, and that's good. But again, that's not really where sales have been for digital audio for the last few years. And that's just to make me think that, you know, this is the market maturing to the point where we're not going to get those huge, you know, growth rates anymore. Obviously, you don't sustain 25% annual growth rates forever. But, you know, here is the surprise for me in the AAP report for March, and that's that ebook sales from the 1,361 publishers that do report sales to AAP, ebook sales did not show any signs of increasing. In fact, the sales from reporting publishers were down 7.1% in the month. And that surprised me because I really thought that in March, especially the second half of March when the pandemic forced us all inside, that we would have seen ebook numbers really jump. But we'll have to wait to see what the April numbers show.
Okay, so we have two questions then, Andrew. As for ebooks, why do you think those sales didn't really jump? Given the stay-at-home orders, as you say, you would have thought we might have seen some increase. And then now that we are through March, how did the first quarter shake out for the industry?
So the first quarter basically was flat. And again, you have to consider that's with the K-12 segment showing a massive decline. I think the first quarter decline for K-12 was 24%, including that 50% drop in March. And for the first quarter of 2020, I think that puts total industry sales up just about 3% over the comparable period in 2019. But again, otherwise, you know, there's good news here, right? The children's and young adult segment were up 4.4% over the last quarter of, or over the first quarter of 2019. And adult sales increased 3.3% in the first quarter of 2020, leaving us again to wonder what might have been if not for this pandemic. Now, as for the ebook question, again, let's see what April holds. But a lot of this reading, it's happening on the Kindle. And Amazon, of course, is a closed platform. And so we don't get a lot of good sales data there. And there's also a lot of ebook reading that's happening in libraries. So, you know, I know this from home experience because we're reading a lot of books electronically from the library. And what we're hearing from library vendors like Overdrive is that they're reporting big jumps in lens, like 30% or over. So we'll see what the sales numbers show us in April, but there's a lot of other reading digitally that I think is just not being captured by these stats.
I think you've probably got a really strong point there. And NPD weekly sales stats this week did show a decline, but again, there's more to the story than the numbers.
Yes. So after two consecutive weeks of pretty strong double-digit growth, unit sales of print books fell last week. And this is a compared on. These are not year-over-year numbers. These are the week-to-week numbers, right? So books for last week, they fell compared to the week that ended, I think it was May 9th. And these are from the outlets that report to NPD BookScan. And remember, these are actual over-the-counter sales, right? And this accounts for about 80 to 85% of all book sales. So how bad was last week's drop? Well, for the week ended May 16th, units dropped about 8%, 7.8%, I think the number was, compared to the prior week. But although units fell on a week-to-week basis, another good number here, the 12.3 million total units that were sold were 7.7% above the unit volume over the same week of 2019. And that's just astounding news to me. Even in the middle of a pandemic, print book sales outperformed 2019 by 7.7%. Again, raising the point, what would have been, what might have been for this year, if not for the pandemic. Now, according to NPD, sales in all the major categories last week fell from the previous week, and adult fiction did post a pretty big decline. In fact, the biggest decline of all the segments, that adult fiction was down 11.7%. So yeah, I think we may finally be seeing that the pandemic is going to, you know, it's impacting sales. We're going to finally start seeing that in the data. But still, you have to say overall, it's been a remarkable performance for the book business so far in 2020.
And in the wake of the pandemic, many of us have been working remotely and have begun at least to adjust to our virtual workplaces and the experiences we have there. And next week, a test that will be a big, important one for many stakeholders in publishing, a virtual test, in fact, Book Expo's virtual conference, which starts with the May 26th Library Day.
Yeah, that's right. I agree. It's a big test. From May 26th to May 29th, we're looking at 3 days of virtual Book Expo, which is going to be available for streaming free on Facebook Live. You can actually log on to the Book Expo website and grab the details. And it looks like a good program. And yeah, I think you're right. Many people are going to be watching to see how it goes, and not just in places like the Frankfurt Book Fair, who will have to make a decision soon on what its 2020 show is going to look like. I think this is going to be a marker for how we think about how we handle these shows in the future, even after the pandemic. You know, everything is on the table now, how we work, schools, education, how we socialize. You know, the content looks great, and I look forward to the presentations at Book Expo next week, but I'm really interested to see the postmortems of how this all goes down, what the figures are like, and what people thought of the experience. You know, my sense going in is that we still need face-to-face meetings in our industry, when it's safe to do so, of course. Those meetings have value. Book Expo, Frankfurt Book Fair, London, all of these book fairs really have value. But if these virtual alternatives show promise, if they do well, I'm going to be interested in seeing how much of our business can actually move online and whether that business, we can start asking the questions at least as to whether that's going to replace or maybe augment the connections we depend on so much in the book business.
Andrew Albanese, Publishers Weekly senior writer. Have a restful and a safe Memorial Day weekend, and thank you for joining me on Beyond the Book.
My pleasure, as always.
Available now on Beyond the Book, in the COVID-19 era, the popularity of Zoom puts a digital imprint on what is a time-honored tradition, letting your books speak volumes. Ken Gloss, a Boston-based antiquarian bookseller, is ready to help you make the right impression, virtually at least. As Gloss explains, your choice of titles says a lot about you.
Sometimes they want the books to really tell a story, and hopefully someone will look and ask, and that leads into sort of introducing who they are. Personally, so I'll have a book or two about Africa so that I can tell about my daughter who lives in Nairobi and works there. Someone looks at a J.D. Salinger book I have on my shelf, and I can tell a story about one time he came into the store many years ago.
The Tales of a Bookshelf. Listen now on Beyond the Book. Our show is produced by Copyright Clearance Center. Our co-producer and recording engineer is Jeremy Brisky of Burst Marketing. Subscribe to the program wherever you go for podcasts and follow us on Twitter and Facebook. The complete Beyond the Book podcast archive is available at beyondthebook.com. I'm Christopher Keneally. Thanks for listening, and join us again soon on CCC's Beyond the Book.